Welcome to the Scarlet, Blue, and You podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Lauren Yass, your Scarlet, Blue, and You host and the HLGU Alumni Director. I'm coming to you from the Burt Studio in the HLGU Roland Fine Arts Center on campus. And I'm pleased to have a returning special guest with me today, HLGU English Professor, Director of the Honors Program, alum, and published author, Miss Amanda Henry. Welcome, Miss Henry.
Thank you, Lauren. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you're back, because you wrote a trilogy, and it would just be sad to only have you once.
Yes.
So book number two is coming out. Mm-hmm. So you teach full-time, you chair a department, you're also almost finished with your doctoral program. Mm-hmm. Very impressive. And yet you've also found time to write a trilogy.
Yes.
Not just one book, but let's go ahead and do three. And the second book in the series, which the series is called The Tokens of Reinar, has just been released. Look at that lovely cover. All right. So congrats. That's
Thank you. Very exciting. Thank you. Appreciate that.
So I know you don't want to give us the synopsis because that might have spoilers, but what about just a teaser about the light of the white gem?
Yes, of course. So like the first book, this is an adventure novel with themes that fantasy readers would love. And it also has plenty of suspense and mystery in it, like the first book. So even if you're not a fantasy reader, you will still enjoy the series. And it has the characters in it from the first book. So the three main characters in the first book are Ineska, Dareth, and Kestorn. And they are riders in the great races of Reinar. And they go through many trials and challenges throughout that book.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that the second book involves even more peril.
That was just a warm-up.
Yeah, it just gets even more dangerous. And so they are almost immediately thrown into trouble in the first chapter of the book. So it starts off at a racing pace and I would say continues throughout the book.
Nice. So. Okay, well, that was a good teaser. Okay, so it's been a year since book one came out. Do you want to show everyone book one? It's lovely. Yes.
This is the Legacy of the Lost Rider. So this is the first
1 year since it's been out. So what were those months between book releases like?
So I did several events. I went to, well, I was invited to a middle school in St. Charles, Orchard Farm Middle School. And they asked me to speak about the books, but then also speak to the students about reading and writing. And it was very enjoyable to get to do that. And then afterwards, I was able to sign books and talk to the students some more. So it was great. And then I did some events in Hannibal. I was able to sell books at the Folklife Festival.
Yeah, I saw you at Java Jive. And
then,
little table.
Yeah. And then I was there at the Booster Gala. And I've done other events. Lately, I would say that what I've been doing is I've been releasing posts on my website, sharingtokens.com. Where they are letters from the characters. You know, I wrote them, but they're from the characters, right? And the characters are kind of giving you some more insight into some things in the books. And they're also helping you to kind of remember things from the first books. Because I know I had some readers who were like, it's a whole year. I'm going to forget things when I pick up the second one. And I'm like, well, this would help kind of review some things, but in a fun and interesting
way.
Yeah,
a little different than just rereading book one. All right, well, great. So the book is out. Where can we buy it?
You can buy it on Amazon, or you can go to the publisher's website, Westbow Press. They also have, I have links on my website to that. And then there's just a variety of places. I think there's even eventually going to be like a Barnes & Noble listing online too.
Oh, so. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. That's exciting. All right. So we're very excited for you. And therefore, we are going to host a book reading and signing later this month at the HLGU Student Center. And it's actually on Tuesday, September 26th, starting at 7 o'clock. Everyone's invited. It's free. We'd love to see you there. Even if you haven't read the first book, you can, you should come because it's really fun. Last year, you read an excerpt, which was really fun hearing it in your voice. And then you signed books, you had books for sale, and then we did a Q&A time, which was fun, too.
It was. It was fun. I'm very glad I get to do it again this year. And I will keep the reading such that even if you haven't read the first book, I don't think it will spoil too much for you. So, yeah, please come if you're interested.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a fun time. I might even have some other kind of special fun deals or things there for people who come.
Okay, so extra teaser. All right, and if somebody has already purchased the book or books, will you be signing that night?
Oh, yes, yes. Okay. I'll sign as many books as I need to.
Okay, perfect. So bring your books. And I love the covers of your books. Mm-hmm. I especially love how bright this number two is. And they're by an HLGU alum, right?
Yes. So Casey Gray, or her married name is Casey Brace now. And she is a wonderful artist, and I've been so blessed to have her as a friend. And so there's been many people at HLG who have worked with me on different things with the books, and I'm so grateful to all of them. You know, we had Catherine Burt on last time,
right,
who had read the early drafts of the novels, and she was very helpful as I was working with her on getting some of her feedback.
Very cool. Yeah, and she even does more than just the covers, right, Kathy?
Yeah, so she's done some of the art on the inside for some of the... Yeah. I know it can get a little confusing when you talk about different characters or different places in the story, so she helped me with some of the art to kind of give you some images for
that. I like that. Yeah. Okay, so what actually inspired you to write these books?
So I think first thing was I'm really drawn to characters and kind of what they're dealing with. And so the main character, Ineska, in the first book, her story about trying to figure out her father's past and get some answers, that was what really drew me to her story as I kind of started thinking about what would be interesting for a story concept. But I also enjoy things with my own past. So my grandfather had horses, and there are a lot of horses in these books.
There are.
And so I have some experience with that. I am not at all as good a writer as these characters are, but I still enjoy learning more and more about horses and how writers work with them and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay. Of the two books that are published, do you have a favorite character?
So I really love my three main characters, but I would also say there's a new character in this book that I think readers are going to find very interesting, and I'm looking forward to see what they make of him because he can be a little bit maybe of a polarizing character, so we'll see.
Nice. He had fun writing him,
yes,
I bet.
Yes, I did.
Sometimes it's more fun to do the mean characters and... Just the nice, noble characters.
Right. The ones that you're like, I don't know if what I think of this one.
This is totally not me, but it makes it fun to write.
Yeah.
All right. So you've written all three books already, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So the trilogy is finished.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other projects besides your doctorate on for the future?
So after the doctorate, you know, once everything's kind of settled with that, someday I'd like to go back and write the prequel to the series. So the story of Ineska's father, because I think that readers would enjoy getting to learn more about his life and things from his perspective.
You kind of hint at it
in
these books. Yeah. But to really see it unfold. Mm-hmm. That can be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other ideas?
That's the main one right now. I think after that, I will be open to doing some different stories because I think sometimes you don't want to let a series go on too long, and it's kind of nice to start something new. So
you think a totally different genre?
Yeah, different genre, different characters, different kind of story. Yeah. So
very good. So what was the process like of finding a publisher?
So someone recommended Westbow Press to me because they're a Christian publishing company, and they're connected to Zondervan.
Mm-hmm.
So I reached out to them, and it's been really good to work with them.
Good.
And it's been a learning process through that, but it's been good.
Mm-hmm. So did they have a lot of edits for you?
They did help with some of the edits, but they actually didn't require too many changes. They were smaller things, so.
Yeah,
that was good.
Nice. Nothing that you were like, no, I can't change that.
Yeah, nothing. It was like, wait a second, that's a really important part of the book.
Yeah, they didn't want to change like the main character to a different gender or
no.
Like horses are overrated. Let's go groundhogs.
Right.
Nothing like that.
Right.
Okay. So what advice would you give to a writer working on their first book?
So I would say if you love the story idea that you've come up with, hold on to that. And keep working with it. It takes a while to write the whole book, but it will be worth it if you continue to love the story and care about the characters. But it is a long process. And then you also want to look at the market and see what types of books are being sold and see what publishers might be available to you. It's not a bad thing to go ahead and start looking at that early on as you're writing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, good. All right. So again, HLGU is hosting Miss Henry in the HLGU Student Center on Tuesday, September 26th at 7 o'clock. And she's going to read a bit from her new novel, The Light of the White Gem. Mm-hmm. I wish we had one of those, like the bells. Because I think that would be appropriate there. She's going to read a little bit from that and then answer questions, sign books, maybe have some other fun that you've kind of alluded to. And will you have some books for people to purchase at the event?
Yes. So there will be some there. It'll be a limited number. So I encourage some people, if you're thinking about it now, you could just go ahead and buy online.
If you know you want it.
Yeah. And it should arrive in time. If you get there and you just need to, you can buy some there. There's also probably going to be some in the campus bookstore next week.
Okay.
So you can watch for an announcement.
Yeah, and their hours, I think, are 8 to 4:30, Monday through Thursday, and then 8 to 4 on Friday.
Yep.
So you can head over there, too, also in the Student Center. All right. Lastly, really cool thing you're doing is a portion of the profits are actually coming back to Hannibal LaGrange as a donation.
They are, yeah. Everything that I've been given through this has been a gift, and I really appreciate the way that God has blessed me with this and allowed me to share this with other people at HLG and work with other people at HLG through this. And so I want to give back with it. You know, the university's been a big influence on my life in terms of my education, being an alumni, and my love of reading and the professors that I had here. And I think God's got a plan for HLG in the future. And so I want to continue to give back. So when you purchase one of these books, you're also giving to HLG through
that. So cool. Well, thank you for doing that. That's really a testimony in itself. So thank you so much. Anything we missed?
No, I believe that's
it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the book is, again, The Light of the White Gem, with this lovely blue cover with the gold. I'm going to say that's probably the white gem.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right there on the cover.
Yeah, there it is.
By Amanda L. Henry. You can find the book on Amazon, Westbo Publishing. Mm-hmm. You can go to Amanda's website and look at all the links there. We'll probably also put the links in the in the podcast so people can see those. So thank you for listening to this Scarlet, Blue, and You podcast. Remember, keep a song in your heart, preferably the HLG alma mater, and Hannibal LaGrange in your mind.